As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Yeah, buddy, it's time once again for a Show Me Showdown. We got breakfast on the table, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's a revolution in the air. Be a part of it, and welcome to the Thursday, June the 18th, 2009, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming to you Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network. It's oraclebroadcasting.com. We're on the web, little website out there, vocallocal.org, www.vocallocal.org. Looking forward to doing some updates on that website over the weekend. My name is William Roberts. I've got some good news, hard facts, of course, and workable solutions again for you today. If you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, then you're in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. Interactive talk radio is the name of the game, and to be a part of today's broadcast, you can pick up the telephone, call in throughout the broadcast, and for those with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area, you may call 512-904-8014 to join us live on air or take Oracle with you on the road. I think that's option two from the call center there. And from around America and around the world, you can also call toll-free at 866-841-1065, and your calls are welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email at host@vocallocal.org. And for those without internet access listening via any of our affiliate stations and micro-broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Send your letters to me at William Roberts, Post Office Box 96, Exeter, Missouri, the Big Mo, 65647. A big shout-out to Liberty Radio in Owensville, Missouri, Micro 1650 AM, Buffalo, New York, of course, 94.3 Elgin, Texas. Thank you, gentlemen, for broadcasting Become Vocal Local. And again, the listener call-in number remains 866-841-1065 throughout the broadcast, and your calls are welcome. Market Madness, who's watching the store? I don't think anyone really. Clean Water Restoration Act, we'll talk a little bit about that. Go back into Agenda 21, continue our consideration of Chapter 18. Of course, we'll take your calls and much more. Let's go to the market reports this morning for Thursday, June the 18th, 2009. Active trading in New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time, just 1 hour ago. Gold was off 70 cents, trading at $938.10. Silver was down 7 cents at $14.25. Platinum was unchanged at $1,203 an ounce. Palladium, $243, moving up 2 bucks. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market, $934.60 for a low, $941.90 for a high. Not much of a spread there. The 938.10 is $56.80 above where it was just 1 year ago for a 6.44% return on your investment in this dog days of summer time period. The London Gold Fix, the boys in London today set the price of gold in the morning at $936.75. We're trading just a fraction above that right now. We'll probably stay there for most of the day. The Dow Jones Industrial Average yesterday closed down 8 points at 8,497. The NASDAQ was up 12 points, trading at 1808. The frog in my throat doesn't want to go away. Here, now, there we go. The S&P was off 1 point, trading at 911. Crude oil was unchanged at 7103. The U.S. dollar index, the USDX, up 31 basis points, trading above 80 at 8049. Can it stay there? Probably today. We'll see where it goes. The foreign exchange rates, the Canadian dollar moving up about 0.17, almost 0.2% at 89 cents. The Mexican peso, very, very minor little move, but now again at 8 cents. We'll pick it up right there on the other side of this break. Stay with us.
My newest documentary film, The Secret Rite, Volume 1. I'm Josh Reeves, and for the almost 2 years, I have researched the secretive right-wing group known as the Council for National Policy. This film explores for the first time the hidden hand that controls the religious and military aims of the American right wing, with such topics as Iran-Contra, the John Birch Society, eugenics, the Vatican controllers, Christian Zionists, the Bohemian Grove, the Patriot Movement, and more. More powerful than the Council on Foreign Relations, more secretive than the Bilderberg Group, The Secret Right Volume 1 goes where no other film has dared to go. Get your copy today at secretrightmovie.com. That's www.secretrightmovie.com. And find out what you haven't been told about the New World Order.
We're going into the session today. We've taken all our topics before. We can do it again.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Thursday, June the 18th, 2009, two-hour broadcast to Become Vocal Local. We come to you Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Again, my name is William Roberts. We're going to talk a little bit about this Clean Water Restoration Act, Agenda 21, Chapter 18, and some other information throughout this broadcast. I don't know really where we're going to go. I'm not as set on a topic today as I have been on other days. But anyway, let's go back and finish out this market report again. We see gold trading about $938.10 as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time, down about 70 cents, and silver off about 7 cents as well, trading at 14.25. Looking at the U.S. dollar index, 80.49. Up 31 basis points, and then of course it follows throughout the rest of the foreign exchange rates. The Canadian dollar at 89 cents, the Mexican peso at 8 cents, the euro $1.40. It's a very, very minor little bit up there, but it's at $1.40, and the euro $1.63, losing a little bit of ground against the dollar today. It's down 0.79% with the dollar. So it's $1.63 for the British pound. The Swiss franc is at 92 cents. The 2-year bonds, 1.17% return. The 10-year bonds are at 374. And the 30-year bonds are at 455. So we've got a pretty ordinary or normal looking split in that. The 15-year mortgage, however, is 497. The 30-year mortgage is 541. So we're starting to see the mortgage rates rise in the last 30 days. Of course, that's going to have an impact on the housing market, no doubt about it. It doesn't help to have the those interest rates on mortgages rise, but I can tell you one thing. At 4.97% for a 15-year mortgage, that's a bargain. I don't recall ever buying any houses when I was buying houses with that kind of interest rate. Usually they were about 12%. So 4.97, it's still a bargain. If you are buying houses, always try and get that 15-year mortgage rather than the 30-year mortgage. Your payment will be a little bit higher on a monthly basis, but boy, you'll be in and out and done early as far as paying off your mortgage is concerned. And when you do that, you will have saved a bundle of do-re-mi. And of course, if you get a 15-year mortgage and you pay off, put money towards the principal every time you get a little windfall or every time you save some money ahead, there's no use starting a savings account and all of that sort of stuff. If you've got a mortgage over your head, you've got a big debt, and it's going to kill you. So you want to pay that mortgage off as rapidly as you can. So what you do is basically is you just take a little bag of dollars and you go down to the bank and you want them to apply those dollars towards the principal. And banks hate that. They hate that because then they have to recompute everything, but it's really simple. They just drag their feet because they know they're going to lose money. So what you want to try and do is pay down your principal as much as you possibly can, as quickly as you can. Even if you have an automobile on time payments, you go to the Reno or something and you come back with $1,000 you didn't think you were going to have, put it against your car, put it against your debts, and put it away in the savings account. You're just wasting your time with that. Much better to pay off, get yourself out of debt, then have a savings account. Anyway, long stories in short, that's the financial news for today. There was like I've said in the past, it's like a regurgitorium. You look at the news and the news writers are just inventing things to fill up the cyberspace with or fill up the newspapers with today. It just didn't look very interesting at all. This is a really goofy piece of news. You know, the stupid news columns. This is about the United Nations, but let's just follow with it. Oceans rising faster than UN forecast, scientists say, by Alex Morales. This is June 18th, new news off Bloomberg. You've all heard this before. Polar ice caps are melting faster and the oceans are rising more than the United Nations projected just 2 years ago. 10 universities said in a report suggesting that climate change has been underestimated. It's about time to stop contributing money to these universities. I wish they would have mentioned them. I could make it send a letter to the heads of these universities. Global sea levels will climb a meter by 2100. Now, how big is a meter, you know? It's 1/10,000,000th of the distance from the equator to the North Pole along any of the meridians, if you want to have a technical analysis. But, of course, now they're using it by the length of a wavelength of light or something like that. Anyway, I don't know why we use such things like that. In America, we're more intelligent. We stick with the foot in the yard. But nevertheless, these scientists say that the global sea levels will climb a meter or 39 inches. Why couldn't they just say one or the other? It's actually 39.37 inches, if you want to be technical, Alex. By 2100, that's the year 2100. In other words, just 90 years from now. Of course, all of these scientists are very safe in this kind of prediction and these kind of reports because they'll all be dead at that time and no one will laugh at them when they go down the street. 69% more than the most dire forecast made in 2007 by the UN's climate panel. According to the study released today in Brussels, the forecast was based on new findings, including that Greenland's ice sheet is losing 179 billion tons of ice a year. Of course, we've heard various stories from around the planet. Some other places are gaining that much ice in a year anyway. Here's the quote. "We have to act immediately and we have to act strongly," close quote, said Hans Joachim Schellenhuber, the director of Germany's Potsdam Institute for Climate Impact Research. And he told that to the reporters in the Belgian capital, quote, "Time is running out. Time is running out." You know how I feel about time. It's largely an illusion. We've talked about time here in the past. In 6 months, negotiators from 192 nations will meet in Copenhagen to broker a new treaty to fight global warming by limiting the release of greenhouse gases from burning fossil fuels and clearing forests. Now we're getting a little closer to truth. Quote, unquote, a lukewarm agreement in the Danish capital, quote, is not only inexcusable, it would be reckless, Schellnhuber said. Fossil fuel combustion in the world's power plants, vehicles, and heaters alone released about 31.5 billion metric tons of carbon dioxide, the main greenhouse gas, 1.8% more than in 2007, according to calculations from the BP PLC data. Rapid and drastic. The scientists portrayed today a more ominous scenario than outlined in 2007 by the United Nations International Governmental Panel on Climate Change, which likewise blamed humans for global warming. Quote, rapid and drastic cuts in the output of heat-trapping gases are needed to avert, quote, serious climate impacts, the report said. Now, this is news, folks. This comes off your info pages here. This is right off of Bloomberg. All right. This is what constitutes for science and news these days. The report called again for coordinated, rapid, and sustained global efforts to contain rising temperatures. Oh, well, we'll be back on the other side for more of this insanity. Stay with us.
How would you like to finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy? DebtCrisisSolutions.com can help free you from the debt trap. This is not a debt settlement program which has tax consequences or debt consolidation. With our program, there are no more payments to creditors or collectors. We will help restore your credit history, protect your property, prevent paycheck garnishments, and preserve your bank account. We also provide mortgage modification services which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure or are in the foreclosure process, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions today and speak to an advisor. Absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
Are you one of the people who think, I have plenty of time, nothing's ever going to happen bad to me? Do you believe that when your cupboards are bare, our corporate-controlled government will jump right in to feed you and yours? Do you have at least a year's supply of food for your family? This is Kurt, the armchair survivalist, heard on this network. Survival Enterprises sells real food, canned for long-term storage. Beef, chicken, turkey, bacon, butter, cheese, eggs, freeze-dried fruits and vegetables, Mountain House freeze-dried meals, MREs, a full nutritional line, the British Birkfeld water filter, and more. If you want to prepare now, go to beforeitstoolate.us. That's beforeitstoolate.us. Or call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. Or you can put your head in the sand and be just another sheeple in the corporate-controlled flock. But remember, those who don't learn from history are bound to repeat it.
PureBulk.com has more than 120 nutritional products, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts, including advanced life extension nutrition. Find great products like atomic iodine, oil of oregano, spirulina algae, niacin, performance amino acids, herbal extracts, skincare, and heart health nutrition. PureBulk.com products have no fillers, no additives, no hype, and no fancy retail packaging. Just the highest quality bulk nutrition at wholesale pricing. You can also save 50 to 90% off retail nutritional prices when buying bulk wholesale powders and capsules. Shop securely online at purebulk.com or call 406-251-3270. That number again, 406-251-3270. Use the coupon code iodine and receive a 1 gram atomic iodine sample with any order. That's a 150-day RDA supply of atomic iodine absolutely free. Find out more online at purebulk.com.
Thank you.
And we're back once again right here on Become Vocal Local, going to this article off Bloomberg from the United Nations reports here. And we're going to talk about water during this hour. We're going to go back into Chapter 18 out of the Agenda 21 book and continue where we left off yesterday. These guys just frustrate the daylight and Dickens right out of me. But anyway, going back to these scientists said, you know, experts say, we're spending so much money on education and we would hope to get a little better than this, but this is what they say. And we need to be aware of that, even though we can all laugh about it, you know, and scratch our heads, wonder and exclaim, you know, don't forget, at one time they thought the earth was flat too. They used to think that Jerusalem was the center of the universe and the whole universe revolved around Egypt for a while as well, the Babylonians, you know, and all their ziggurats and things like that. You know, it's not that the human race isn't particularly gifted. It's just that it takes time for us to figure things out. But once we figure it out, we pretty well go along with it. So I don't know. These guys are going back into the dark ages here. But let's continue. Hate to color the article. Better give it the benefit of the doubt, or one of our favorite listeners might think I'm twisty this morning. I'm trying not to be twisty, you know. I want to keep this straight and clean. The report again called for coordinated, rapid, and sustained global efforts to contain rising temperatures. I think it's cooling actually now, but that's a discussion we're going to have to take up with old Mr. Sunshine. Danish Prime Minister Lars Løkke Rasmussen, also in Brussels, told reporters that nations have to reverse the rising trend in emissions of heat-trapping gases. Have a latte, Lars. Quote, "We need targets," Rasmussen said, quote, "all of us are moving toward the same ambitious goals." Scientists from institutions including Yale University, now here we go, these are the ones we want to cut off the funding to, Yale University, the University of Oxford, and the University of Cambridge, compiled the 39-page report from research carried out since 2005. Remember up at the beginning of this article, it said 10 universities said in a report, but here we see 3 universities in a report. Hard to say which one is accurate there. Anyway, the cutoff date for consideration by the IPCC for its OA forecast published was November of 2007. Going on, sea levels. Ocean levels have been rising by 3.1 millimeters a year since 2000. Okay, 3.1 millimeters. Now, remember the Virginia Slim advertisements that, well, maybe some of you don't. It was just a silly millimeter longer. Of course, it had all of the people in the United States scratching their noggins because no one knew what a millimeter was. I'm not really sure what a millimeter is either, but a millimeter seems to be somewhere in the vicinity of just less than or oh too little short of 3/8 of an inch. So if it's raising 3.1 millimeters a year since 2000, then apparently the sea, how one would determine that, I would have to look at their research, but somewhere in the neighborhood of a fat quarter of an inch, or about a little less than half an inch. Ocean levels, again, have been rising by 3.1 millimeters a year since 2000, a rate that's predicted to grow, according to the study. The projections of sea levels rising by a meter this century, by a meter now, 39.37 inches in 100 years, the projections of sea levels rising by a meter this century compare with the 18 to 59 centimeters, which was 7 to 23 inches, forecast by the IPCC previously. So they're kind of accelerating their pace here. There are indications that the rates of sea level rise are higher than projected, the article continues, and impacts like Arctic melting are more rapid. This was by Martin Perry, who supervised part of the UN panel's 2007 study and in a telephone interview. He wasn't involved in writing the new report. Oceans are warming 50% faster than the IPCC predicted, and Arctic sea ice is disappearing more rapidly in the summer, exposing darker ocean that absorbs more heat, the study said. Of course, the planet Earth has only been around for how long? The academics produced the study, quote, "Climate Change, Global Risks, Challenges, and Decisions," by compiling research submitted to a conference in Copenhagen in March. They also drew from an October 2006 report into the economics of climate change by Nicola Stern, then the UK government's chief economist. You always go and consult with the economist when you're talking about climate change. That'll help a lot. Do nothing cost. Stern's study, which wasn't included in the IPCC report, said that the cost of avoiding the worst impacts of climate change can be limited to 1% of economic output, while doing nothing could lead to damage costing as much as 20% of the world's gross domestic product. Of course, he doesn't tell us how he figured that out. Here's a quote. Greater near-term emissions lock us into greater climate change, requiring greater costs from climate impacts and more investment in adaptation, Stern wrote in today's study. Furthermore, they lead to a faster rate of climate change with greater challenges for adaptation. Of course, that's the survival of the fittest, the Darwinian mentality, revealing itself there, you know, and the adaptation. The University of Copenhagen, or Copenhagen, depending on whether you chew it or whether you travel there, coordinated the effort by the 10-school International Alliance of Research Universities. Other members include, now we get the rest of the list, the University of California at Berkeley, Peking University, the Australian National University, ETH in Zurich, the National University of Singapore, and the University of Tokyo. So I guess if you can finance and fund these various universities and tell them what you want to see in your report, they're still capable of producing the reports. But the real problem in all of that, that's the end of the article, by the way, the real problem in all of that, thank you, Alex, for writing that article, and Bloomberg for posting it so that we could see this kind of stuff, but the real problem in all of that is that this then becomes the basis for the kinds of thinking and the kinds of work that are found in Agenda 21, another one of these United Nations publications. And then the rest of us on the planet are subject to the whims of these super central planners, the super social scientists. And so we see this translated into legislation, such as we were talking about earlier this week with the Senate Bill 787. I do hope everyone made some phone calls and had fun with the Senate aides. They were fun to talk to, weren't they? Didn't you like putting pressure on them? Didn't that feel good? I always like to call them and bug them. Anyway, so we started talking about this piece of legislation, this idea that we're going to, the United States of America wants to, the federal government, les États-Unis, wants to redefine navigable waters and change the definition to all waters and bring all waters under the federal jurisdiction. And of course, we'll have the same kind of specious scientific evaluations going on by the federal government as by these various universities. So it's going to have a negative impact on us. And it behooves us then to look at these various and sundry publications and get an idea for where they're going. You know, as I mentioned previously, when this conference was held down in Rio de Janeiro in June of 1992, we're now 17 years advanced from that. And so this religion that was created there has gone global. And so now we're starting to see it translate in more and more rapid fashion in legislation coming out of the Washington, D.C., the District of Criminals. But more importantly, we're seeing it introduced through the various regional councils of government all across America and all of the states, right down into the county and the town level. So it's a heads-up time. We're going to go into this on the other side of the break. Stay right there. We'll be right back with the United Nations Agenda 21.
You are now listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
Howdy. My name is Chris Milligan, publisher of Trine Day Books. Thomas Jefferson said, "Information is the currency of democracy." Trine Day brings to you what some don't want you to read today. Dr. Mary's Monk is a book of profound importance. It helps us understand what has really happened in our country. Born to write this story, author Ed Haslam had met Dr. Mary Sherman, whose grisly murder mystery led him first to secret medical labs and then into the wilderlands of the Kennedy assassination. Author Jim Mars calls it an eye-opening ride into government cover-ups. Daniel Estulin's award-winning international bestseller, The True Story of the Bilderberg Group, was hailed by editors at a major New York publisher, but then stopped by higher-ups. After you read this book exposing the secret plans of the world's elite, you'll understand why. Trine Day books are available at bookstores everywhere or by calling 1-800-556-2012.
Hey folks, I've got a question for you. Do you force yourself out of bed each morning and drag throughout the day? Do you grab for that sugar pick-me-up only to later crash and feel even more tired? Well, I've got the solution for you. Put a zip in your day and zap your appetite. Reclaim your get-up-and-go with Zip and Zap. Let me tell you what you'll notice in immediate benefits. It ramps up your workouts. Well, if you work out. Turns off your hunger, elevates your mood, helps you to resist fattening foods, and gives you a smooth flow of energy with no crash. The testimonials? Colin in Illinois lost 30 pounds in 8 weeks, didn't work out. Susie in Missouri, 10 pounds in 20 days, she didn't work out. Anna in California did work out and went from a size 14 to a size 4 in 90 days. If you want results like this, working out or not, order Zip and Zap now and also ask about Lametco International's first line of defense products. Tell him Michael Herzog sent you. Call 1-800-933-2565. That's 1-800-933-2565.
You invest. You buy insurance. You wear your seatbelt. You do things to ensure your family's future and protection. But why? Just in case? With the current state of affairs, ask yourself, am I ready? Preparation starts at SurvivalGearSource.com. SurvivalGearSource.com has a huge selection of vital products, emergency survival kits, gas masks, MREs, products for pet care, your car, home, office, and school. Protect against pandemics, all natural disasters, and terror attacks that can happen at any time. If you're not prepared, the last place you want to be is standing in a FEMA line. Invest in your future now. Visit SurvivalGearSource.com or call 877-231-1925. That's 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. That's SurvivalGearSource.com. 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. Prepare for tomorrow now, and for a free gift on your first order, enter coupon code ORACLE at checkout. Don't forget, preparation starts at SurvivalGearSource.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
All right, we've returned once again, and we're looking at the Agenda 21, the Chapter 18, the protection of the quality and supply of freshwater resources. Started in on this a little bit yesterday, but before we go into that, I just wanted to make a little program announcement, if I will. That is this. For many of you, you may or may not know that if you've gone to my little website, you'll see that there are more than one networks that I broadcast on. But as of yesterday, I decided to pare down my broadcast schedule, and I eliminated my noon broadcast. Now, if you're out there in the micro land and have been enjoying that noon presentation, if the micro stations are picking it up and carrying it for you, it's going to be repeats for a few days. And then hopefully our micros will be able to make an adjustment on that. And I apologize to them. I know it's always a pain in the neck when you get used to having a broadcast at a specific time. But to me, the direction that Revolution Broadcasting was going was unacceptable. They were making certain demands upon the hosts to support candidates and money bombs and things like that. And I stand on my principles. I don't need anyone to tell me who to vote for. If someone wants to present me the information and so on and so forth, I'll look at it. But we volunteer our efforts on radio and have for years. And when a network starts to dictate policy and procedure, content, guest lineups, etc., and there's no paycheck involved in that, that's just basically where I draw my line. So yesterday I pulled the plug on that network and will not be broadcasting there any longer. So that's the news on that news. And really I'm looking forward to it because it's going to give me more time to devote to the Oracle Broadcasting broadcast that we do here each morning, and hopefully I'll be able to enrich this broadcast, use my energies more effectively, and not have to follow up this broadcast almost immediately with a second one. So anyway, that's the programming change. Back to this United Nations study. As I mentioned yesterday on the broadcast, I think it was yesterday, they all seem to run together. Now it'll hopefully be some of that confusion, mental confusion will be going away for me. But what I did mention was how to get a copy of this book yourself. This is Agenda 21. You can contact http://unp.un.org or just simply in your browser, UNP, which is an acronym or an abbreviation for United Nations Publications, .un.org. Okay, unp.un.org. It'll get you right there. And then what you want to do is you want to order a book for yourself. This is a sales number, E93.I.11. E.93.I.11. Why? Well, because there have been people on the radio and people and, you know, heads of foundations and experts say and all of that who for years have been championing and talking about this, you know, against, either one way or the other, for or against, in favor of or in opposition to sustainable development, smart growth, new urbanism, and all of that in the United Nations Agenda 21 program, who have never read this book. It's an amazement to me when you go out and about at your various and sundry meetings, whether you're talking to a university extension change agent, whether you're talking to your county commissioners, whether you're talking to planning commissioners, FEMA representatives, the various councils of government, planners that are out there. It's an amazement to me. It's a continual amazement to me that they champion and they espouse all of this claptrap, but they've never read the book. And so it gives you an immediate legs up in a discussion, first of all, because when you're hearing Agenda 21 claptrap, as I like to say it, coming out of the mouths of these change agents, you can recognize it immediately for what it is, and you know the source. So it gives you a leg up there, but at the same time, it gives you plenty of time to formulate your arguments in opposition to this specious nonsense. And in addition to that, it also reveals to you, as I said yesterday, this book is very difficult to read initially, although many have now. It's difficult to read initially for several reasons. Like I said, it almost seems as though it has a spell on it. It, you know, wants to cast you out of the book, doesn't want you to read it. But one of the things that's most disturbing about reading it is that for all of the claims and statements that it makes, there's not a footnote to be had. And there's no authorship. It does make reference from time to time to various General Assembly resolutions. And you could go back to the General Assembly resolutions. But very rarely are any of them footnoted. Very rarely of that do any of them have actually got authorship. And so this is it's a system built upon faith. Belief without evidence, if you will. And that's very, very dangerous. It's just like these fellows predicting that the oceans are going to rise about a quarter of an inch a year. Well, fortunately, and thank goodness for that, we'll be able to outrun that. It's not like all of a sudden it's going to be knee-deep and the next minute we're going to be swimming. So, you know, even if it were to happen, which I don't think it will, I think this science is flawed all the way through, but even if it were to happen, we certainly have plenty of time to move to higher ground, and once you've moved to higher ground or built seawalls or done whatever you need to do, of course, remember that as the water levels come up, sand deposition continues, and so, you know, the sand just moves inland. The beach is a little wider. Maybe it's even going to be cleaner sand. Maybe it will be nice if the sea levels came up by 6 or 7 inches. Cover up some of those nasty rocks that make it so hard to run on or something, whatever. But anyway, most of this stuff is not supported by real science. It's just ecology. Again, going back to the positivist mentality of August Comte and his whole super social science sociology, a lot of this stuff is just basically, well, garbage, Dorothy. Let's go into it. Yesterday, we started in and started reading. I read the introduction and the first program area of this, the Integrated Water Resources Development and Management. Let's pick it up on section 18.7, the objectives of this Integrative Water Resources Development and Management, and repeat a brief portion of what we concluded with yesterday when I was running out of patience and time. The overall objective is to satisfy the freshwater needs of all countries for their sustainable development. All right. We can all understand and appreciate the importance of having substantial quantities of fresh water. And as they say, you know, they used to say in the military or whatever, that you don't want to poop in your mess kit. Definitely, we can see no advantage in soiling our water. And so an overall objective to satisfy freshwater needs of all countries is fantastic, admirable, humanitarian, altruistic, beneficent, and all of the rest of that. But again, it says the freshwater needs of all countries for their sustainable development. So then we have to understand what is sustainable development. We've talked about that in the past. We talked about it yesterday. We'll talk about it again in the future. But we can agree on the need to have fresh water. I don't think there's anybody out there that would disagree with that. I purify the water that comes through the pipes of the house, through the Berkey filters and so on and so forth. I think everyone has a desire to see fresh water. No argument for me on that one. 18.8, integrated water resources management is based on the perception. You know, perceptions are very, very tricky things. Our perception, our take on reality is different mano to mano. Almost everyone has a different perception of things. Some say tomato, some say tomato. 100 examples could be given. But if this is based upon perception, then we need to question. There's room for question there. We don't just accept things that are taken on perception or on how you think or how you feel, how your emotions lead you. But this is part of this transition away from the laws of nature and reason, reasoned arguments and logic. You know, they don't teach logic much in school anymore. Anyway, continuing, it's based on the perception of water as an integral part of the ecosystem. We can all get along with that. Water is an integral part. The use of the term ecosystem, that invokes a whole bunch of other study. And we'll get into that on the other side. So much to think about in all of this.
Would you like to cook any meal using no electricity or gas and cook your meals off the grid? Well, now you can, thanks to the Survival Oven. The Survival Oven is the most amazing off-grid solar oven that can cook anything that a conventional oven can without the energy bills. By condensing sunlight, the Survival Oven can produce temps up to 350 degrees, cook delicious and nutritious meals, sterilize water, dehydrate food, and so much more, all at zero operating costs. The Survival Oven can be used year-round, even in the coldest sub-zero temperatures, and is a must for emergency preparedness and even everyday use. Visit SurvivalOven.com to get your very own Survival Oven. Order the Survival Oven now, and we'll get you started with two cooking pots and a recipe booklet absolutely free. At less than 10 pounds, you can take Survival Solar Oven with you anywhere. Call 877-642-1553 or go to SurvivalOven.com. That's SurvivalOven.com.
Loan modifications don't work, at least not without some leverage from a forensic audit by mortgage fraud examiners. Have your payments skyrocketed under an adjustable rate mortgage? Have you been laid off or had your hours cut? Are balloon payments coming due? Congress and the White House are pinning their hopes on homeowners renegotiating their mortgages to stop the housing crisis. Trouble is, the banks are saying no 80% of the time. That's where Mortgage Fraud Examiners comes in. They perform forensic loan audits and appraisals to find legal deficits in your mortgage. They estimate that up to 85% of all mortgages have legal problems. Banks and lenders suddenly start cooperating if faced with a lawsuit for violating lending laws or appraisal fraud. You could gain some powerful ammunition to use for Mortgage Fraud Examiners. Get more information at www.mortgagefraudexaminers.com or call 800-540-EXAM. That's 800-540-3926.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
And we're back once again, going into this United Nations stuff. You know, folks, I can hope you can understand that the difference between, you know, if this stuff was just coming out of, let's say, Yale or Harvard or University of California, Berkeley, you know, we could deal with it. You know, maybe you could cut off the funding to the school or something, or get your children out of that university. Turn our backs on the Ivy League or something, or go homeschool or private school or something like that. But the problem is, with all of this, is that it's gone global. And this is where it really becomes a problem. But there's also a parallel in this specious scientific study and consideration, in that if we allow ourselves to go under a global system of governance, we're going to be faced with these various and same problems, where you've got foundations, you know, their power and their influence. The book written by Renee Worms are a good eye-opener. But you've got these various foundations. You've got the various corporations, the transnationals, and the, you know, the various families, the big families that control so much wealth on the planet, that finance and fund these things, this kind of research and this kind of writing. And then they turn around and they back it up in the educational system and the media system. And before a generation gets out of school, let's say, you know, kindergarten through 12, and then maybe 4 years of college, because these days you have to have a college degree to be a basket weaver on planet Earth. By the time they get out of college and actually go to work, they have been so thoroughly indoctrinated, unless they have the most attentive parents and the most careful and concerned extended families, the students are likely to believe this claptrap. And that's so dangerous. And it wouldn't be so bad, you know, if you go to American History, you know, 101 at your college, your local land-grant university, and you can just sit there in the back of the classroom and howl and laugh and derison throughout the entire quarter and walk away. You know the truth, and you just are amazed at the idiocy that's being taught. That would be one thing. But unfortunately, most of the young people approach education differently. They actually believe that this is something that is not only necessary in their life, but that when they go through this process, they're going to come out on the other side a different man, a different woman, ready to enter into the challenges of life. couldn't be any worse than that. So continuing here back to this 18.7, this chapter, and 18.8 out of Agenda 21, it says, to this end, water resources have to be protected, taking into account by the functioning of aquatic ecosystems and the perenniality of the resource. So let's take into account the perenniality of the resource. In other words, the difference between an annual flower or herb and a perennial flower or herb. Perennial plants just go on and on. They might last 10 years, 20 years, 30 years. An annual, lives through one season and dies. But the perennial nature of the water resource, we think about the protection of the water resource and its perennial nature, the perenniality. Basically, that means if you get out of the way, the water will just constantly get cleaner and cleaner again. But we're going to have to get out of the way to make that happen. And so, as we were discussing with Don Parmeter, we do have General Motors, General Dynamics. I don't want to, bring on any lawsuits here or call names on people, but we've got the Tysons and we got, Monsanto. We've got all of these various and sundry transnational corporations out there, the DuPont and others, who have, through the operation of their factories and factory systems, created great pollution wherever they have been. And then we went through the 70s with the Superfund cleanup, and we went around and tried to clean up some of these hot spots on the people's dime, as opposed to taking it right back to those corporations and putting it on them to clean up the mess. After all, they made the profit when they made and sold the products. We do need to be ever vigilant. We need to be paying attention right where we are to, major polluters. And then work with them every way we possibly can to keep that pollution either in check or as they say nowadays in modern linguistics, mitigated. No doubt about it. But to put blanket rules and regulations and restrictions and babysitters over every person on the planet Earth, rather humorous story brought out last night on Robert Schroeder's Axiom Hour there, with Jimmy X and Sean, where in the closing moments they were talking about some poor fellow, some chap that's dug himself a bit of a cave and living in it for 14, 15 years. Well, I can associate with that. I can appreciate that. Living in his little cave for 14 or 15 years that he's built on and dug into his property, only to get evicted from his little cave because he didn't have a fire exit. But that just tells you the specious nature of some of these codes, the model codes, the model acts, the international building codes, the international property maintenance code, the power of a code enforcement inspector. It's painting with a broad brush all people at all times and in all places for the greatest good of the greatest number, but it impacts individuals locally. And the same thing can apply to these water policies. The precautionary principle is such that it would be better that you didn't breathe, that you didn't drink, that you didn't move. You're born, you fall out onto the sheet, and then you just lie there. Don't move for 100 years. That way you could have a minimum impact on the planet Earth. Of course, that's not possible. But continuing along here, it says, in developing and using water resources, priority has to be given to the satisfaction of basic needs and the safeguarding of ecosystems. And so we're running a very, very nasty little balancing act here. In the safeguarding of an ecosystem, is the presence of human life necessary? Does man serve any purpose at all on the planet Earth? Is he a steward? In the presence of man, does Earth prosper or does it perish? Do humans do anything for the planet Earth? Do we carry seeds? Do we till the soil? Do we fertilize ground, et cetera, and so on? The satisfaction of the basic needs and the safeguarding of ecosystems. Beyond these requirements, however, as we mentioned yesterday, water users should be charged appropriately. Should be. Coulda, woulda, shoulda, as they say. Water users should be charged appropriately. What would be an appropriate charge for water, one of the most abundant elements on the planet? What would be the appropriate charge? How should water users be charged appropriately? Let's continue. Integrated water resources management, including the integration of land and water-related aspects, should be carried out at the level of the catchment basin or sub-basin. Now, what is a catchment basin or a sub-basin? As we mentioned yesterday, when we start talking about catchment basins, when we start talking about watersheds, think of the catchment basin of the Mississippi River Valley and all of the various and sundry other rivers that tie into tributaries to the Mississippi. And think of the vast millions and millions of acres of ground that form that catchment basin. And then think of all of the millions and millions and millions of acres that lie beneath that, below the bedrock level and down in what we consider the aquifer zone, that would be the sub-basin of that watershed. And then start to think of managing at that level and the transformation of our entire system of government that would be necessary to create the jurisdictions and the authorities to manage at that level. Then we start to see what's really coming down on us and at us in the very near future. We'll be right back on the other side for hour number two. Stay with us.
Plus edible food plants that grow on earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
You are now listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
Thank you.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Thursday, June the 18th, 2009. Two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local as we begin our second hour of today's broadcast. We come to you Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts. And in the first hour of the broadcast, we discussed briefly the market reports for today, and we don't see much economic news out there worth reporting, so we passed over on that. Went right into a United Nations article, an article written by Alex Morales off Bloomberg, talking about the oceans rising faster than the United Nations have forecast, according to certain university researchers. And then we dived in and began swimming once again in the big sea of obfuscatory linguistics that can be found in United Nations Agenda 21. And we're concentrating primarily today on Chapter 18, largely because today in the Senate, a Senate committee will probably vote yay or nay on this Senate 787. And if they have voted yes for this and they push it out of this committee and it goes to the House, we're going to have to redouble our efforts in a major, major way. It will be May Day on steroids. Because basically what we're seeing is a change of language, a legal change in language, a transformation from federal jurisdiction over all navigable waters in commerce to all waters, period. Huge change. And trying to wrap our minds around this United Nations Agenda 21 document, again, I encourage you to get a copy of this book for yourself, and put it into your library, sit down and read it. And you'll find probably, just as I did, how difficult it is to actually read, largely because it'll tick you off on a regular basis every couple of words. But also, it doesn't substantiate its claims, it just makes statements. So there's a big difference between a scientific study and just a piece of, specious, maybe that would be a good word, but rhetorical writing or essay writing. This is kind of an essay. But it's very, very telling because this is the agenda. This is happening. So again, we're talking about the catchment basins and sub-basins, thinking about watersheds, and I'm intentionally going as slow as I can here so that we can not just gloss over or race through material that really should have been taken much more time in the past by some of the people that claim to be specialists and claim to have some special knowledge on Agenda 21 or sustainable development, who largely have never read this information themselves and or don't understand it. I've spent a long time at this, about 4 years. Coming back into this book on a regular basis and sharing it on air whenever I'm on air. But in the last past year, I've been looking at it with greater intensity. But each little part and piece of it needs to be gone. You have to go through it very slowly. And defining your terms as you can, you almost have to build a new glossary of terms to go with it. Of course, this book is devoid of glossary as well. It has no index. It has no references, it has no sources. It's just a bunch of words written by change agents, largely. So there are four principal objectives that should be pursued to create this integrative water resource management. Here are the four. The first one, oops, there's the break. We'll pick up the fourth one on the other side of this break and continue. Stay with us.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
How would you like to finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy? DebtCrisisSolutions.com can help free you from the debt trap. This is not a debt settlement program which has tax consequences or debt consolidation. With our program, there are no more payments to creditors or collectors. We will help restore your credit history, protect your property, prevent paycheck garnishments, and preserve your bank account. We also provide mortgage modification services which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure or are in the foreclosure process, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions today and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
Are you one of the people who think, I have plenty of time, nothing's ever going to happen bad to me? Do you believe that when your cupboards are bare, our corporate-controlled government will jump right in to feed you and yours? Do you have at least a year's supply of food for your family? This is Kurt, the armchair survivalist, heard on this network. Survival Enterprises sells real food, canned for long-term storage. Beef, chicken, turkey, bacon, butter, cheese, eggs, freeze-dried fruits and vegetables, Mountain House freeze-dried meals, MREs, a full nutritional line, the British Birkfeld water filter, and more. If you want to prepare now, go to beforeitstoolate.us. That's beforeitstoolate.us. Or call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. Or you can put your head in the sand and be just another sheeple in the corporate-controlled flock. But remember, those who don't learn from history are bound to repeat it.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we've returned once again right here on Become Vocal Local. Once again, this is the Thursday, June the 18th, 2009, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local as we start our second hour. For those of you that are just joining us in this broadcast that may have been away at the top of the hour news break and getting your sports filled up. Anywho, we're talking about Agenda 21, right out of Chapter 18. We're reading right out of the book. No sidebars here, just right out of the book. And we're looking at integrated water resources management in this particular section, 18.9. And they said then that there are four principal objectives should be pursued as follows. A, to promote a dynamic, interactive, iterative, and multi-sectoral approach to water resources management, including the identification and protection of potential sources of freshwater supply that integrates technological, socioeconomic, environmental, and human health considerations, semicolon. Well, there's plenty in that, Dorothy. To promote a dynamic rather than static, of course, an interactive, iterative. Does anyone know what the word iterative is or means? Is it even found in your dictionary? Multisectoral. What does that mean to you? To promote a dynamic, interactive, iterative, and multisectoral approach to water resources management, including the identification and protection of potential sources of freshwater supply that integrates technological, socioeconomic, environmental, and human health considerations. Can you visualize a global bureaucracy that could effectively do that? How huge is this? Do they sleep under your bed with you at night? Is there an apartment set up for them out back in your property? How huge is this? Continue to be. To plan for the sustainable and rational utilization. We can think of it in a couple of ways there, but rational could be interpreted two ways there. One of them is like rations, you know, like coupons, war coupons, rationing gasoline, rationing water. But rational could also be reasoned, perhaps. To plan for the sustainable, in other words, something that you could prop up, shore up, or keep going beyond its natural life. Does everyone have a piano? Anyone know about pianos? The old pianos. People used to play pianos once a long time ago. Many houses had them. The parlor piano. Well, there's three pedals down on the piano. They're kind of clever. That was a later addition. Didn't always have those three little pedals down there. But one of those three pedals is the sustain pedal. And if you push down on the sustain pedal, it frees up the soundboard from everything. All the bumpers come back away from it. And the notes just ring as long as they can possibly ring. That's the idea of sustaining it. But the moment you take your foot off of that pedal, the sound stops. So it's kind of an artificial thing. Sustaining is kind of an artificial thing. It's something that wouldn't necessarily occur in nature. To plan for the sustainable and rational utilization, obviously they intend to utilize it, protection, protecting it, police, badges, permits, rules, court cases, etc., conservation, to conserve, conservatism, and management, well, now they're being honest, of water resources based on community needs and priorities. Community needs and priorities. Of course, the whole idea, the whole concept of community has morphed in the last 40 years. Communitarian, community, common, unity, commune, community needs. What is a community? Is it an ecosystem? Are we talking about people? Are we talking about towns? Or are we talking about something much greater than that? Management of water resources based on community needs and priorities within the framework of national economic development policy. Well, now we're getting honest. It's part of a national economic development policy. You know, if you look in your statute book for your state, you have a whole section on economic development. Always economic development driving the whole process. As I like to say, sustainable development could be reduced to one word, and that word would be demand. Sustaining demand for various things. But also, it's an economic development project. It's a way that national economies can be developed. It has to do with tax revenue, profits and proceeds. It has to do with the environmental and developmental concerns, the corporations who derive their income from these various policies, special interest lobbies, etc., all focusing their attention on water. Here's the third consideration. to design, implement, and evaluate projects and programs. Now, throughout this program of action for the 21st century, Agenda 21, you notice this word, and it's peculiar because it has the useless tail, the doubled M-E-S. This is English in its origin. These are the useless tails that we in the United States of America eliminated from our language when we set about to create the American language of English, if you will. You can also find it in the French. You can also find it in the writings of the Socialists, the First International, the Second International. They came up with programs, P-R-O-G-R-A-M-M-E-S, and systems, S-Y-S-T-E-M-M-E-S. It's that doubled consonant. But again, to design, implement, and evaluate projects and programs that are both economically efficient and socially appropriate within clearly defined strategies based on an approach of full public participation, including that of women, youth, indigenous people, and local communities in water management policy making and decision making. We'll pick it up right there. Curious phrase. Stay with us.
PureBulk.com has more than 120 nutritional products, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts, including advanced life extension nutrition. Find great products like atomic iodine, oil of oregano, spirulina algae, niacin, performance amino acids, herbal extracts, skincare, and heart health nutrition. PureBulk.com products have no fillers, no additives, no hype, and no fancy retail packaging. Just the highest quality bulk nutrition at wholesale pricing. You can also save 50 to 90% off retail nutritional prices when buying bulk wholesale powders and capsules. Shop securely online at purebulk.com or call 406-251-3270. That number again, 406-251-3270. Use the coupon code iodine and receive a 1 gram atomic iodine sample with any order. That's a 150-day RDA supply of atomic iodine absolutely free. Find out more online at purebulk.com.
Howdy. My name is Chris Milligan, publisher of Trine Day Books. Thomas Jefferson said, information is the currency of democracy. Trine Day brings to you what some don't want you to read today. Dr. Mary's Monkey is a book of profound importance. It helps us understand what has really happened in our country. Born to write this story, author Ed Haslam had met Dr. Mary Sherman, whose grisly murder mystery led him first to secret medical labs and then into the wilderlands of the Kennedy assassination. Author Jim Mars calls it an eye-opening ride into government cover-ups. Daniel Estulin's award-winning international bestseller, The True Story of the Bilderberg Group, was hailed by editors at a major New York publisher, but then stopped by higher-ups. After you read this book exposing the secret plans of the world's elite, you'll understand why. Trine Day books are available at bookstores everywhere or by calling 1-800-556-2012.
Hey folks, I've got a question for you. Do you force yourself out of bed each morning and drag throughout the day? Do you grab for that sugar pick-me-up only to later crash and feel even more tired? Well, I've got the solution for you. Put a zip in your day and zap your appetite. Reclaim your get-up-and-go with Zip and Zap. Let me tell you what you'll notice in immediate benefits. It ramps up your workouts. Well, if you work out. Turns off your hunger, elevates your mood, helps you to resist fattening foods, and gives you a smooth flow of energy with no crash. The testimonials? Colin in Illinois lost 30 pounds in 8 weeks, didn't work out. Susie in Missouri, 10 pounds in 20 days, she didn't work out. Anna in California did work out and went from a size 14 to a size 4 in 90 days. If you want results like this, working out or not, order Zip and Zap now and also ask about Lametco International's first line of defense products. Tell him Michael Herzog sent you. Call 1-800-933-2565. That's 1-800-933-2565.
And we've returned once again right here on Become Vocal Local, and we're going through the Agenda 21, Chapter 18, a section titled, the chapter title is Protection of the Quality and the Supply of Freshwater Resources, Application of Integrated Approaches to the Development, Management, and Use of Water Resources. This is under the section titled Program Areas. A, Integrated Water Resources Development and Management, under the section titled Objectives. And we're looking at 18.9, subparagraph C. You see, it's set up similar to legislation. It's set up similar to law. It's soft law. It's not really law. It's just legal positivism. Whatever the prince says has the force of law. Whatever the international community demands, they receive. And so reading again section C, subsection C here, to design, implement, and evaluate projects and programs. If you just stop right there, you can see how it might take a while to read a book like this, especially if you are a reader and are careful and understand the importance of the text that you're reading. To design, to implement, and evaluate. Again, dynamic here. These are all action words. Projects and programs that are both economically efficient and socially appropriate within clearly defined strategies, so they would be efficient and appropriate within their strategies, where the means justify the ends, another way of looking at it, based on an approach of full public participation, including that of women, youth, indigenous people, and local communities. You notice the exclusion of men in that list. It includes that of women, youth, indigenous people. Does anyone know what an indigenous people is? Would women and youth not be included under indigenous people? And local communities. Who are the indigenous people that we're talking about here? Who are the women? Whose youth? Which local communities? And what are they doing? Water management, policy making, and decision making. Throughout Agenda 21, throughout this book, the focus is always women, youth, indigenous people, and local communities. This is a tremendous transition. Trying to get into this mindset of the all-inclusiveness of the 21st century, apparently assuming that men are not capable of these kinds of decisions independent, we bring in the considerations of the women, the youth, the indigenous people, and the local communities. You might think back in the last 50 years and notice the social transformation of America, even the last 100 years, from the time period that we began when we went into universal suffrage and the decline of America being contemporary. The idea of bringing in the women and the youth and the indigenous people and the local communities alters the system of government dramatically. Dramatically. Different things come into play here. There's also an attempt made to reach into what would be considered the domain of the head of the household, the male head of household. Remember, we talk about sustainable development and the three E's. And one of the real important parts of sustainable development is restructuring the family unit. This goes right into Marxist ideology as well. Not only the abolition of the of private property, but the destruction, if you will, of the family unit. And so all of this full public participation that includes women, youth, and indigenous people implies that the youth would have policy making and decision making capacity, capability, or whatever, in water management policy. And the women would be involved in that role as well. Local communities, of course, would be involved in that, but we need to define community, and it's not defined in this text. And then we have this troubling language about indigenous people. And so you can make and I have made word studies of almost every sentence in this text. And it's phenomenal when you start to look at the social, the ideological, almost theological, it begins to create a religion, transformation of all governments, but most especially our government, our system of government, and our way of life, this incredible broad sweeping transformation that is intended by the implementation of Agenda 21. Let's continue. The fourth principle, objective in integrated water resources management would be D, to identify and strengthen or develop as required, in particular in developing countries, the appropriate institutional, legal, and financial mechanisms to ensure, not ensure, but ensure, that water policy and its implementation are a catalyst for sustainable social progress and economic growth. This is the sort of stuff that is a lawyer's field of dreams, makes for a lawyer's heyday, I guess you could say. To identify and strengthen or develop as required, in particular in developing countries, now that'd be Zimbabwe, Togo, Lesotho, Paraguay, Uruguay, all of that, Tajikistan, Uzbekistan, Afghanistan, all over the world. But particularly in the developing countries, the appropriate institutional creation of bureaucracies, governments, legal, changing law, and financial mechanisms. What are the financial mechanisms? Would that be the World Bank, the special drawing rights, and all of the things that we've been discussing here on this broadcast? The financial mechanisms, investing in bonds, taking loans against the World Bank, etc., to ensure that water policy and its implementation are a catalyst for sustainable social progress and economic growth. Always progress, growth, and change. Pick it up right there on the other side. Stay with us.
You are now listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
You invest. You buy insurance. You wear your seatbelt. You do things to ensure your family's future and protection. But why? Just in case? With the current state of affairs, ask yourself, am I ready? Preparation starts at SurvivalGearSource.com. SurvivalGearSource.com has a huge selection of vital products, emergency survival kits, gas masks, MREs, products for pet care, your car, home, office, and school. Protect against pandemics, all natural disasters, and terror attacks that can happen at any time. If you're not prepared, the last place you want to be is standing in a FEMA line. Invest in your future now. Visit SurvivalGearSource.com or call 877-231-1925. That's 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. That's SurvivalGearSource.com. 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. Prepare for tomorrow now, and for a free gift on your first order, enter coupon code ORACLE at checkout. Don't forget, preparation starts at SurvivalGearSource.com.
How would you like to cook any meal using no electricity or gas and cook your meals off the grid? Well, now you can, thanks to the Survival Oven. The Survival Oven is the most amazing off-grid solar oven that can cook anything that a conventional oven can without the energy bills. By condensing sunlight, the Survival Oven can produce temps up to 350 degrees, cook delicious and nutritious meals, sterilize water, dehydrate food, and so much more, all at zero operating costs. The Survival Oven can be used year-round, even in the coldest sub-zero temperatures, and is a must for emergency preparedness and even everyday use. Visit SurvivalOven.com to get your very own Survival Oven. Order the Survival Oven now, and we'll get you started with two cooking pots and a recipe booklet absolutely free. At less than 10 pounds, you can take Survival Solar Oven with you anywhere. Call 877-642-1553 or go to SurvivalOven.com. That's SurvivalOven.com.
Loan modifications don't work, at least not without some leverage from a forensic audit by mortgage fraud examiners. Have your payments skyrocketed under an adjustable rate mortgage? Have you been laid off or had your hours cut? Are balloon payments coming due? Congress and the White House are pinning their hopes on homeowners renegotiating their mortgages to stop the housing crisis. Trouble is, the banks are saying no 80% of the time. That's where Mortgage Fraud Examiners comes in. They perform forensic loan audits and appraisals to find legal deficits in your mortgage. They estimate that up to 85% of all mortgages have legal problems. Banks and lenders suddenly start cooperating if faced with a lawsuit for violating lending laws or appraisal fraud. You could gain some powerful ammunition to use for Mortgage Fraud Examiners. Get more information at www.mortgagefraudexaminers.com or call 800-540-EXAM. That's 800-540-3926.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we've returned once again here on Become Vocal Local. Again, the call-in numbers are always 866-841-1065 internationally around America. And from the Austin, Texas area, it's 512-904-8014. If you'd like to join us on air, that Austin, Texas number, 512-904-8014, also gives you access to be able to listen on your mobile phone, I guess. And it is a toll charge, so be advised of that. The 866 number, of course, is toll-free, 841-1065. Again, and back to our study here, and I'll repeat it again or reiterate one more time, I am going intentionally slow. This is something that is just not done on radio. This is something that's not done on the nightly news. I doubt that you've ever heard any of this before in your lives. And yet, we have a piece of legislation coming out of Senate today that is going to be very instrumental in the implementation of all of this as we begin to implement one after another plank of the Agenda 21 manifesto, if you could say it that way. We don't understand this stuff. We've never heard it before. But you read about it in the newspaper. You hear about it in local meetings. Everyone's talking about sustainable development and green building and green this and green that without a clue of what they're advancing, with no idea of the overall broad brush approach here to global governance. What is the idea of a catalyst for sustainable progress and economic growth? Is sustainable social progress a goal of people? Is economic growth a goal of people? Could we think of people living a happy, healthy, harmonious life without all of the adjectives here and adverbs, sustainable social progress and economic growth? Is economic growth an essential factor of life on the planet Earth? We hear about self-sufficiency, but self-reliance is different from that. In other words, you rely upon yourself always, you know, to get things done in your life. When you're hungry, you scrabble about and you find some food and so on and so forth. But the idea of self-sufficiency goes back to a real strong nationalist orientations. Isolationism, it falls under that category. And is largely an illusory dream. To be self-sufficient is virtually unattainable. Self-reliant, you know, you go back to the mountain men days and they went to the rendezvous in the summertime, sold off all of their pelts and stuff and traded it for beer and booze, well, alcohol, and partied hardy for a little while, and then they bought more traps and they bought powder and they bought more lead and so on and so forth and more flour and beans and then they went back into the woods again, into the beaver land. And they were self-reliant. They weren't self-sufficient. They had to go to rendezvous to get their supplies, even though they were highly resourceful men and sometimes women. But this idea of sustainable social progress and economic growth are ideas imposed. This is top-down management. These are ideas that these ivory tower think tank change agents have in mind for the rest of the planet. It's a farming operation, basically, farming and milking all of the peoples on the earth and pushing them all into this Country Living Magazine, Cosmopolitan Magazine, I can't help you with the television programs, but you probably can think of a few yourself. This Wally and June Cleaver artificial subdivision in America with the 57 Chevrolet in the driveway. The television set and the dog and all of the rest of the stuff. And it's stuff, really, that makes for economic growth. It's all of the trinkets, you know, it's a syndrome that men seem to have developed in our lives, that we have our whole dwelling packed with stuff. Like ravens, everything that's shiny or makes an interesting tinkle or noise when you pick it up. Garages to the rafters with all of the Tim the Toolman Taylor accessories for your shop. The woman's sewing room and the kitchen with all of the gadgets and all of that, you know. And the living room with every kind of an entertainment feature that you could imagine. Stuff. That's social progress and economic growth. And demand and sustainable development go hand in hand there. So, what is a catalyst? A catalyst, right out of the dictionary here, just a common dictionary off my table. A catalyst is a substance that causes catalysis. Well, what is catalysis? Catalysis is a process of producing a reaction between other substances by means of a substance which itself remains unchanged. And so all of these various water policies and financial mechanisms, legal, institutional, etc., serve as a catalyst or produce catalysis in the social fabric without making any change at all in the, you could call them, elite that are introducing these various catalysts in a society, in a community, among the women, the youth, the indigenous people, and local communities. And it's important, especially if we can comprehend dominion, But that's a topic for another story, you know, another day, another time. The idea of having colonies. The idea of maintaining global economic supremacy and global trade and all of that figure into this discussion. The next point, those, by the way, were the four principal objectives that should be pursued under this chapter. The next section is at 1810, in the case of transboundary water resources, there is a need for riparian states, we spoke about that a little bit yesterday, to formulate water resources strategies, prepare water resources action programs, and consider where appropriate the harmonization of those strategies and programs. And of course, everyone that listens to this network no doubt has heard of the Security and Prosperity Partnership Agreement, or Building the North American Community, and from which we can understand this idea of protecting the whole North American community, where we're going to have a defense shield around the outside of this community, this local community, North American community. But within those transboundaries, Canada, Les États-Unis, the United States, and Mexico, there are transboundary water resources. And in all of the various provinces of Canada and all of the various states of the United States of America and all of the various, I don't know what they call them in Mexico, they probably have some kind of a term. Maybe there's states in Mexico too. But in all of them, they have legal boundaries. There's bounds. And then all of the states in the United States of America are divided up into counties, or used to be shires in the minds of the founders, but the counties, the counts, you know, under a count, like the old feudalism stuff. The counties. And in Missouri, there are 114 plus St. Louis and Kansas City, I think. 114 counties. And each of those counties has a boundary. You could sit down with a piece of paper and a pencil and a map and a compass, and you could write up the boundary, a legal description of those bounds, the meets and bounds. Beginning at one point, then north so many miles, and then east so many miles, then south so many miles, then west so many miles, to the point of beginning, etc. And that's how all of the states are divided up like that too and defined. And each of those states has a constitution, and each of those counties has a charter. And all of them, in ostensibly, are sovereign entities. They're all corporate entities, the way things are set up today. And so you can see that there might be a problem when you start talking about transboundary water resources. Turns jurisdiction on its head. Look right.
Aerial spray, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Now on DVD, my newest documentary film, The Secret Rite, Volume 1.
I'm Josh Reeves, and for almost 2 years, I have researched the secretive right-wing group known as the Council for National Policy. This film explores for the first time the hidden hand that controls the religious and military aims of the American right wing, with such topics as Iran-Contra, the John Birch Society, eugenics, the Vatican controllers, Christian Zionists, the Bohemian Grove, the Patriot Movement, and more. More powerful than the Council on Foreign Relations, more secretive than the Bilderberg Group, The Secret Right Volume 1 goes where no other film has dared to go. Get your copy today at secretrightmovie.com. That's www.secretrightmovie.com. And find out what you haven't been told about the New World Order.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
And we've returned in our last and final segment for today's broadcast, and I'm going to repeat what I stated in the earlier hour. I have made a change in my broadcasting, personal broadcasting schedule, if you will, insofar as that I have relinquished or given up or quit, if you could say it that way, broadcasting on revolutionbroadcasting.com. Up until now, up until yesterday, I did a noon broadcast, noon Central Time broadcast on revolutionbroadcasting.com. And for those many of you who do listen to both broadcasts, I'll just inform you right now that I will not be on the air at noon Central Time on Revolution today or again, and that for a limited time, the archives will still be available over there. But if there are any of the broadcasts that you have desired to download and haven't, now would be a good time, and certainly over the weekend, hopefully Ray will keep them up over that period. Now would be a very good time to go and review those archives, and if there are any that you desire, to download a copy for your own records. There's very little bleed over. There's very little repetition between what I've broadcast here on Oracle and what I broadcast on Revolution. So I'm not going to mention it again. I'm just letting you know that I'll no longer be on Revolution Broadcasting at noon Central Time, and that if you want access to any of those archives, word to the wise, just go get them, grab them, download them, and enjoy them, put them to your, add them to your listening library as my gift to you. So, no bad blood between me and their network. They were just going in a direction I didn't want to go, and I was distracted having to do two broadcasts a day with an hour separation. I think I'll be able to do a better job here on Oracle. So, all that. Let's go back to the Agenda 21 and close out for today this chapter, this section. We're certainly not going to cover the chapter today. This is huge. We've only covered just a few pieces. We started on 18.7. We're down to point 18.10, and 18.11 will be as far as we can go today. But again, in the 18.10, it says, in the case of transboundary water resources, there is a need for riparian states to formulate water resource strategy, prepare water resources action programs, and consider where appropriate the harmonization of those strategies and action programs. Now, we have regional watershed groups all over the United States. Here in Southwest Missouri, we have a group that follows, I think, the White River watershed. Then we have several lakes that are impoundments that cross the state borders. And we have groups that were formed in this pluralistic society that we live in, the Bugs and Bunny folk, who champion the cause of these watersheds and almost always have one or more of these change agencies, extension people from the land-grant colleges and universities acting as the grand poobah, the guru, the water guru, the environment, ecology, green weenie with the big cap on, is wearing his Jacobin cap. All of these various and sundry groups, but they blur the boundaries between counties and states. And as we have covered here in this text, when we're talking about riparian states, they're not just the states of the Union, but also nations. We have rivers that flow out of Canada into the United States of America. We have rivers that flow out of the United States of America into Mexico. Transboundary water resources. And so then their claim here in Agenda 21 is a need for riparian states to formulate water resource strategies, prepare water resources action programs, and consider where appropriate the harmonization of those strategies and action programs. So you have a state constitution A and state constitution B. You have county law A or county ordinance A. You have county ordinance B. And the goal here is the harmonization of all of those things. And there's some logic behind that. There's a reasons behind that. But again, jurisdiction plays heavily in all of this. Who has jurisdiction over the water? The headwaters or the effluent, I guess you'd look at it. I can't remember the way that should be stated instantly. I can get it in a minute, but it'll be too late. So who has control over it? Who has jurisdiction over the water? Who has jurisdiction over the water in a hose? You've got a 100-foot hose and there's water pouring out of it and you're washing the dog. Whose water is it? The person who owns the spigot or the person that's holding the hose? Whose water is it? Is it both parties' water? Who pays for it? How much will they have to pay? Do you pay one price at the pump and another price at the other end of the hose? Okay. Let's continue. The last one here is section 18.11. We're just covering the objectives. We haven't even got into the timetable yet. The objective, 18.11. All states, notice the inclusion there, inclusiveness of that. All states, no one gets off this one, leave no child behind. All states, according to their capacity and available resources. This is the weasel clause that you'll find repeated over and over again throughout these Agenda 21 documents. All states, according to their capacity and available resources. Well, what does that sound like? To each according to his need, and from each according to their ability. It goes right back to the old Marxist dialecting. According to their capacity and available resources. In other words, and throughout this text, it will be discovered, and even in this chapter, that the developing nations oftentimes get a pass on this onerous taxation rules, regulations, implementation strategies, because they haven't the capacity, they don't have the available resources, and truly they don't even have the need in many cases. They're doing just fine without this nonsense. But the burden is placed upon the developing or the developed nations. The United States, even though the owners of Mexico have themselves fabulous wealth, the United States would be expected to carry water for Mexico. And maybe the United States and Canada would carry equal burdens or nearly equal burdens. The Canadian dollar today was 89 cents. The U.S. dollar is 80.49. U.S. in the dollar index. So we'd see how we would have to carry other people's burdens for them, the white man's guilt, if you will. But again, all states, according to their capacity and available resources, and through bilateral and multilateral cooperation, including the United Nations and other relevant organizations as appropriate, could set the following targets. And just quickly, by the year 2000, in other words, 9 years ago. I, to have designed and initiated, costed, and targeted national action programs, and to have put in place appropriate institutional structures and legal instruments. And II, to have established efficient water use programs to attain sustainable resource utilization patterns. Now, as we're running out of time, I won't elaborate on that yet. Now, by the year 2025, to have achieved subsectoral targets of all freshwater program areas, it is understood that the fulfillment of the targets quantified in AI and II above will depend upon a new and additional financial resources that will be made available to developing countries in accordance with the relevant provisions of General Assembly Resolution 44/228. You see, it will depend upon us providing additional financial resources made available to the developing countries. Well, it has to be made available from someplace, folks. And it's going to be made available at your expense and out of our children's expense and our children's children's expense as we loan into existence trillions and trillions of monies at interest, borrowed from the Federal Reserve Banking Institution, who just creates it digitally out of nothing and loans it into existence. And when we loan it into existence through the International Monetary Fund and the World Bank to developing countries, whoever reaches their hands out for the shekels has to receive the shackles of control. Folks, we'll be back again tomorrow. Hope you've enjoyed this expose. And until then, good day.
Taking it back, one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
How would you like to finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy? DebtCrisisSolutions.com can help free you from the debt trap. This is not a debt settlement program which has tax consequences or debt consolidation. With our program, there are no more payments to creditors or collectors. We will help restore your credit history, protect your property, prevent paycheck garnishments, and preserve your bank account. We also provide mortgage modification services which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure or are in the foreclosure process, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions today and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
As America limps on its lost legs, a pillar of truth has risen. You're listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.